We've been thinking about journeys that have taken people from one place to another, physically walking, moving. But I've also been thinking a bit about the journeys that have happened in people's hearts and mind as they've begun to change and to see things differently, as truth has become revealed to them. And today's journey has got all those components in it. In fact, it's actually quite a short journey, might have been less than half an hour. But in terms of the change that happened in people's hearts and minds and understanding, it was a huge journey that changed what they believed and what they hoped for, what they thought was possible. It involved a huge shift in perception. It blew their minds and it caused them to think about life in a really different way. Now, some philosophers would call this a paradigm shift. I don't know if you've done any philosophy training. Absolutely fascinating to see how the human brain works. Something I've been interested in, obviously, with my background, working with people with problems with their brains. And this is a really interesting thing to think about at Easter. One guy called Thomas Kuhn talked about this idea of a paradigm shift. And this Easter story is all about human paradigm shifts. And I chose this example because it has got a really helpful Easter picture to help us think about this. So has anyone seen this picture? This is what Thomas used to try and explain what a paradigm shift is. So can you see a rabbit?
Yes.
Or can you see an Easter duck? Have a look. Who can see a duck? Oh, we've got lots of ducks. Can anyone see an Easter bunny? Who can see both? Fantastic. Are you experiencing that sort of strange shift in your perception when you move between the others? It's like, can it be the same thing? Am I seeing the same thing? This idea of paradigm shift. Now, Thomas is interesting because he went back through human history and he explored lots of the significant paradigm shifts that we've made as human beings. So I wonder, some of the younger people in the congregation might not even be able to get their heads around this, but 200 years ago, what do you think people might have thought about a mobile phone? That's really weird, isn't it? Expensive, yeah. That whole idea of being able to talk to somebody and not be in the same room as them, that's really weird, isn't it? What about doing a flight from Ghana through to England? Can you go up in the sky 200 years ago? Could they have imagined that that would have been possible? Absolutely not. So there's been some significant paradigm shifts that we've had to go through as science expands. And Thomas was really interested about that. You can, if you want to know a bit more, it's quite interesting. He wrote a book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. But if you're not that interested in philosophy, you might not want to look at that particularly. But I was really fascinated by this idea of the fact that we can think that we can understand something with our minds and be really sure in that. And then we have an experience and it totally shifts the way we think about that situation, but in such a way that it blasts our reality out about what we think about ourselves and about the future. The story today involves such an experience for the women and then later other followers of Jesus. It's an amazing story of minds and hearts being blown open. And in fact, the Bible talks about these ideas as well. It talks about the ideas of our eyes being opened to a new way of seeing things. Another way that the Bible talks about these experiences is that you kind of wake up. You're in a dream, but then you actually wake up to reality. And these things can happen very quickly. In fact, they can happen in a moment. They can happen in a twinkling of an eye. And those of you that know your Bible will know that I'm quoting from 1 Corinthians 15. And if you want to know more about paradigm shifts, then go home today and read 1 Corinthians 15, which is all about the resurrection. And in fact, this experience that we've had as humans of Jesus being risen from the dead, this is just a small glimpse of an amazing paradigm shift that we're going to have one day when Jesus returns. And the last trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise again, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This Easter Sunday is just a taste of what is to come, when we will think and see things in a totally different, amazing way. But this journey in Luke, it starts very quietly, doesn't it? It tells us, as Emily read so beautifully to us, that the late women got up in the morning. It was dark, probably just the sun was just coming up. They just had their rest, their Sabbath rest, and they made this short journey back up to the tomb. I wonder how it felt for them as they made that first Easter journey, as they woke up, as they walked up through the dark together. I wonder if they chatted, just trying to process what had happened just the day or the 2 days before, when Jesus, their Lord, had been crucified, because they'd seen him die. They'd seen him be crucified. They were at the foot of the cross. They'd seen it happen. They were eyewitnesses. And then they journeyed with Joseph of Arimathea. It tells us the women were there, and they watched him and others put Jesus into the tomb. And they saw the tomb, the heavy stone, roll over the front of the tomb. And then they went back, because it was Sabbath, and they waited. I wonder how they felt then, as they got their expensive perfumes together, as they made their plans to go back to anoint Jesus' body. How hard for them, because Jesus was dead. That was the end, as far as they were concerned. So they made this journey. I wonder if they were trying to work out how they were going to move the stone. I think that would have been a practical thing for me to try and think about. We don't really know what they talked about. But when they got there, Luke tells us that there was something that they weren't expecting. They were beginning to go into a paradigm shift, because the tomb was empty. The stone had been rolled away. And Luke uses this real understatement, I think. He says the women were wondering about this. I've often looked at that. I thought, wondering? I think if it was me, I'd be in quite a panic at that point. You know, where's Jesus gone? Has someone stolen him? What's happened? Who rolled the tomb? You can imagine how they must have been feeling about that. Because death's the end, right? Jesus is dead. He's not there. What are we going to do? How are we going to deal with this? And then two men, gleaming like light, appeared, and they said these amazing words. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Wow. Risen? Jesus alive? Now that is a big paradigm shift, isn't it? I wonder in that moment, as they heard those words, what was happening in their head. Because they'd seen him die, they'd seen him be buried, but he's alive? How can that happen? That's not possible. I wonder at that moment, did hope flood in to how they were feeling? Jesus alive? Did hope flood in? Death defeated? Is that possible? This is an amazing paradigm shift, because it totally blew out of their minds the fact that people die but can be raised to life. They'd seen it happen before. Jesus had done that, but this was different, wasn't it? Because Jesus went on. He was alive. He didn't experience death after that. He was the first person alive that conquered death. Death had no way of holding its power over him anymore. It was an experience that would go on to change their lives. They would no longer experience life as something that was going to finish. they would know that there was more to life than death. It was an experience that would begin to change them as a whole community. And as they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they would grow and talk about this amazing story. One of the key features of the early church was that they were people who talked and talked and talked about the resurrection. It's interesting, isn't it? It was so important. And as you read through a lot of Paul's letters, it comes up again and again. This was the most important foundational moment that the church was formed. And then the Holy Spirit came and filled them with power and enabled them to go out. And of course, we follow that story as we follow the story of Pentecost in a few weeks' time. But this paradigm shift is there for us too, because this story that we think about today tells us that Jesus' death had a purpose. All those bits of information that he was drip feeding them, we have been thinking about that over the last few days as we followed the journey. He kept telling them that this was going to happen, but somehow the disciples just didn't get it. But as this moment happened and they realized that Jesus was alive, they began to look back and make sense of all the things that Jesus had told them would happen. He did die on a cross, and there was a purpose that somehow in this sacrifice, as Jesus gave up his life, he dealt with all the human mess and sin and misunderstanding and the closed eyes and the being asleep spiritually. He dealt with all that, and he gave a way for people to come back to God and to be in God's presence for eternity. It means that for us, death no longer has hold over us. It means that life is for now. The way we live life now is important, but it means that there is life for later as well. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful message that we hear on Easter Sunday? And this is exactly what Jesus meant when he spoke to them. You can find these words in John. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Wow. That's a message. That's for me. But that message, those words, those are for you as well. The one who believes in me will live. The resurrection changed everything. It was a moment in history that unlocked eternity. Because you see, if Jesus had just been a good man, if he'd nobly gone to his death, and then that was the end, that would be it, wouldn't it? But it's the fact that he achieved something that no other person in history had been able to do. He rose from the dead, and he is alive today, and that changes everything. About 40 years ago, I made that paradigm shift. I suddenly got it. I was in my teens, and I listened to the story that I'd listened to for many years, and I heard about the crucifixion again, and then I got the resurrection, and boy, it hit me. I suddenly got it. My eyes were open. I realised that Jesus was alive, that he's with me now, that he was welcoming me into God's family, and that he's with me every day by his Spirit. And he's going to prepare a room for us into eternity. He's gone before us, and he's getting things ready for us. What about you? Have you gone through that moment of faith, opening your eyes, that paradigm shift, when you suddenly get it? This is real. This is true. This changes everything. For the women, it was immediate. I love this picture. I popped it in just because I love the faces of the women as they're running away from the tomb. There's a real sense of, oh my goodness, and this is incredible, and I've got to tell somebody, because this was a moment when their whole minds were shifted. It was contagious. And they went and shared it, and other people came to check it out, and it started to change them. This was a mind-bending. This was life-giving. This was hope-filling. This was the very first Easter. And this is the resurrection story that we're celebrating today. It's brilliant, isn't it? What a wonderful story. Because Christ is risen. He is. He is risen today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be a few people here who are really struggling with some of these ideas And that's okay. That's fine. It's good to seek. And I just wanted to say to you, do something about that. If you want to talk to somebody about what you're exploring and trying to make sense of all this, come and talk to me, or if you've got a Christian friend, talk it through. Because we've all been on this journey, people of faith, and thought about these things, and we've made a paradigm shift in what we think about eternity. There's also some really helpful resources that I've got today, and you might want to take these if you want to explore a little bit about the evidence for the resurrection, because it's really solid, it's really sure. So grab one of these if you're interested. If you want to find out a bit more, even to build your own faith up, there's a few in the back there. But if this idea of resurrection like is something you've not really got your head around, then grab one of these and have a read. And there's also one in there, another book there, that you might find helpful to pray. Because as you start to ask these questions, you're starting a journey, your own journey into faith. And you don't do it on your own. You do it with Jesus with you. And it's good to talk to him about it. So you might want to find out a bit more about prayer. So those are out in the entrance area. And if they run out, we'll get some more. So do take them. I also wanted to share, you might have seen these before, but this is particularly a really good film. If you're more of a film person, you don't not into reading so much, have a look at this DVD. It's called The Case for Christ. And it's about a guy who was a New York journalist who went out to try and prove that the Christian story was not true. And as he went on this amazing journey of looking at the evidence, he came to faith. And it's really worth having a look at that. If that's something else, you're really welcome to borrow it. And another one about the resurrection story. So grab one of those if you want to borrow those as well. But I'm just going to finish off by just a word of encouragement to us as a church family today. As I was praying about this service, I just longed that we might sense God's hope for us, the Holy Spirit filling us today as we go out and back into our homes and into our families and into our neighbourhoods, that we would know the hope that this story brings to us. So I'm just going to read from Revelations, right at the end of the Bible. This is what Jesus says. Do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but behold, now I am alive forever and ever. Amen.